It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. Tibbetts coming off a big event this last Friday night, where Megan Miller belted her way to a first-place finish at the 11th Annual Spotlight on Teens Talent Show. She's a sophomore at Angola High School, so she won the top prize of $100. Second place going to Kennedy Otto, an 8th grader at Lake Middle School, who tap-danced her way into the judges' hearts with a rendition of How Will I Know, choreographed by Doug Brown. Took home $75. And then Lakeland Elementary 4th grader Alexis Galliers won 3rd place honors, $50. She sang At Last I See the Light from Disney's Tangled. And 4th place going to Coldwater High School junior Ronnie Horde, playing his guitar and singing Ty Herndon's Journey On. So he won 4th place there. And the People's Choice Award, audience members awarded Pan Sophia Academy sophomore Haley Wainscott the honor for her performance of Look at Me by Carrie Underwood. So that was kind of cool that they had the extra award the crowd was able to vote on this year as well. Speaking of things happening for kids and others at the Tibbetts, Christine Delaney is the executive director of the Tibbetts in the studio with us, and just a boatload of children and school-based programming going on right now.
Good morning. Yes, obviously, we, as you said, the talent show. The cool thing about the talent show is it is entirely run by our TTAB group. So that's nice to see what they put together, and it really was their show. But coming up for school programming, of course, also last week we had the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra brought in a string quartet and a woodwinds quintet. And both of those performed for 4th and 5th graders, Lakeland School, as well as St. Charles and Pan Sophia brought their kids. And then the week of the 12th, Wild Swan Theater is coming in with The Ugly Duckling, and that's for some of our preschool kids, first grade, and second and third gets to see Frog and Toad the following week. The week after that, for the high school, we have Romeo and Juliet from the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. And the week after that, for our middle school, we have the Arab American National Museum is bringing in a program on June 5th. So something for every single age group.
Well, it really kind of falls then under that whole mission of not only the Tibbetts Opera House, but the Arts Council as well, to try to bring different types of arts to those in the community.
Absolutely. And we work very closely with the schools. They can't afford and have the time to offer some of these programs, so we can work with them, provide them some new opportunities that the kids might not otherwise have. And I do need to recognize Asama Coldwater Manufacturing stepped forward to help us sponsor all these programs so that we can offer them at the absolute lowest possible cost to the kids.
During the summer, obviously, there's stuff for kids too with Popcorn Theater.
Popcorn Theater is coming up. We're getting ready for that. We have Treasure Island, Beauty and the Beast, Jack and the Beanstalk, and our two touring productions. One is a puppet show, The Wizard of Oz, and also Josh Casey, who was here a number of years ago, wonderful entertainer. And he does comedy and juggling and a little bit of magic and just thoroughly entertaining.
Whole list of all those activities available on the website?
All on the website, yes. And, of course, if you need more details, especially for the school performances, you can call the office.
278-6029 or Tibbetts.org is the website. And speaking of summer theater, tickets are on sale now, right?
Tickets are on sale for both season tickets, and actually individuals will go on the day after tomorrow, Thursday, on May 1st. But great lineup. It's a great opportunity. And if I can also put a plug in, we are looking for a number of homes still for our actors. For Chorus Line, we have a number of New York-based dancers who don't have cars. So we find ourselves needing a lot more homes opened up right in the downtown area where they can walk to Tibbetts and walk to their rehearsals and all that. So if anyone's interested, easy, fun way to make new friends from our cast.
278-6029, the number at the Tibbetts. Christine Delaney, executive director of the Tibbetts Opera House, with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.